Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are number one. Looks like another good day hour has begun with you in mind. Roberta Fasanelli is here to help you out. She'll be saving lots of money, and hopefully you'll take advantage of that info in about a half hour. Plus, Jennifer will check what's going on in television. Strange things with Gordon Ramsay. And we got a couple of stories from Long Island. Roberta's World. Long Island. Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Clay Coat, Doug Steffen are here. The crackdown on those in political, is that unpolitical? What's the right word for those things that are not politically correct? Is it not politically correct?
Not politically correct.
Politically correct.
Right.
Already Roberta's at it. She opens her mouth.
Yeah.
She's already at it. All right, so Roberta, how did you react to the N-word, Injun Joe, half-breed when you read for the first time Mark Twain? I mean, the Huckleberry Finn experience in school, did it affect you? Did it ruin your life?
Hardly. I thought it was an interesting look into how people spoke and thought during that era.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying.
Right. You know, and I thought it was a valuable lesson. You know, kids have to know that, at one point in time, that was a very common word.
So have you discussed these words? Your daughter is 14 going on 15.
No, she actually is 15. She turned 15 December 28th.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, there we are. Okay. So happy birthday to Victoria. She's 15.
She thinks it's ridiculous.
Right.
She thinks it's absolutely the stupidest thing.
Well, but that, she's a New Yorker. And the people in New York look at this stuff differently.
She's a white New Yorker.
White New Yorker.
But she goes to school with minority kids.
Okay, so what do the minority kids say?
You know, I didn't ask her.
That'd be a good conversation to have with the minority kids. Because the question would come as to whether or not the minority children in the North are different than minority children in the South when it comes to use of things like the N-word.
Well, these are minority kids, though, in the arts.
Yeah.
And, they have a class where they, in their drama department, in her drama department, where she was telling me one day they just sat around and yelled out every obscenity possible. Because as actors,
normal class?
If they encounter these words in a script, they have to be comfortable saying them. And a lot of kids are very uncomfortable saying these words. She said it was a very funny class. The kids were given the option to leave if they didn't want to participate. And she said a couple of girls did. But for the most part, it was very funny because here they are yelling out every F word and S word and B word and what have you.
Great.
I wonder how that would go over in mainstream.
Yeah. Right.
But, it was a valid point that they will encounter these words in their work if they're going to be actors, and they have to be comfortable with them.
Well, they should be kissing each other in class then, too, because they might have to kiss each other.
Clay, now you're being creepy.
All right. Even the Clay.
High school kids.
Being creepy,
Clay. Right.
Creepy.
All right, so the only thing that I, when thinking back on my experiences, I said a while ago, Injun Joe scared the pants off of me.
Did really?
Oh,
character or?
Yeah, no, the idea, the way it was described, the way he's described in the book.
Right.
Uh-huh.
He's a scary character.
Yeah.
And that's what he is supposed to be. And the term Injun Joe in this new book is going to be Indian Joe.
Oh, good Lord.
And half breed gets changed to half blood.
Oh.
So.
Like, half-blood is any less, offensive than half-breed. Yeah, I mean, honestly.
I can go back. So our poll today at thegooddayshow.com has to do with whether or not you believe it is best to remove the N-word from these classics. A, yes, the N-word is an offensive and vile word that ought not to be used. B, no, the books are perfect just as they are. C, no, I am against censorship of all forms. And D, while I'm against all modern usage of the N-word, I think the historical context in Huck Finn is valuable. So,
we sort of have a similar situation on The Good Day Show,
which is
where we change the word should to ought. the censorship.
You can't change history, Doug. Should is a word.
Yes.
Okay. Not here. Not now.
Doug pays the bills, and he can use whatever words he wants.
So anyway, I was thinking about how also, this is just, I'm reviewing this in my mind because as thoughts come in, sometimes I don't always give them the wash that they ought to get. And Richie's happy to tell me that sometimes I need to think things through a little bit better. But as I was thinking this through earlier this morning, I thought that these events now seem to come in threes. As with deaths, so come the politically correct instances. This week we've had the Navy captain who gets axed for his bad judgment in no question the things he said, even though they were all taken out of context. And you can argue about whether he ought to keep his job as a captain, but at any rate, the damage was done. So he's gonzo because of politically correct stuff. The Huck Finn story, there's more political correct. And then the Society of Professional Journalists saying that if you want to belong to their club, you will no longer use the term illegal alien when you write stories about illegal aliens. You will call them undocumented workers. So that's a 1-2-3. I believe it's called a hat trick in hockey. Is it not,
is.
Jennifer?
Right.
It is,
a
indeed.
Hat trick. So the politically correct folks have scored a hat trick this week. Congratulations to all of you who feel that this is a swell accomplishment. As the gentleman called who is listening in Elmira, where apparently Samuel Clemens is buried, he was driving by the cemetery and heard him roll around in his grave with all of this discussion. And so some people skate over it and some people don't. The first printing of Huckleberry Finn was 1885. On Twitter yesterday, some reaction to the editing. Let's see, of taking out the N-word. One person wrote, "You have to take the Holocaust out of Anne Frank and the adultery out of Scarlet Letter."
Hmm.
Okay? And that's how important that stuff is to the story, as is the adultery in the Scarlet Letter, the letter A. How would you tell a story without those thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
How do you tell a Holocaust story without thinking about what Anne Frank wrote in her diary?
Well, and again, once you whitewash history, does that take away from everything that we've been through as people?
Well,
and
what
as
it does,
country?
Richie, it disturbs the equilibrium, the understanding. There's a little bit of a change here, and we keep notching away at it. We keep eating away at it. We keep gnawing away at these things until there's no value to them anymore. That's really what. There's no lesson to be learned if you take the N-word out of the book. There's no lesson to be learned if you wash up Anne Frank's diary. Mm-hmm. There's no lesson there.
I would think that the African-American population would object to this change more than anyone else, because for them, it shows everyone else how they were regarded during the course of history,
and
that time.
They had to go through
and
to
what
get
they
to
had
where
to
they
go
are
through.
Now, that's my thing.
So I would think
it's a very bleaching of history. That's it's not a thing that we should be proud of necessarily as Americans, but if you forget the way things were, you can't appreciate how they are.
The Wikipedia rundown here of Huck Finn, and there's a point made here that, according to some critics, Twain took aim squarely against racism, prejudice, and increasing segregation.
But the people written here are too stupid to understand history.
Except to believe.
They don't understand the context at all.
Right.
Here they had a small white boy making friends with a black person during a time when that was not done.
Not at all.
Earlier in the show, we had somebody call and make the comparison to the Charlie Chan movies, where they basically, in the movies, Charlie Chan is degraded and treated badly.
Warner Oland played Charlie Chan more than any other actor, and he was as white as I am.
But the bottom line in the Charlie Chan movies is he's the smartest guy in the whole movie.
Right.
he solves every crime.
Yeah, right.
And the white guys look stupid.
Right.
Yeah. These people are so stupid.
But yeah, those movies are being banned.
Unbelievable. Stupidity reigns, and we extol the value of ignorance and stupidity. We glorify it. We embrace it. And thus the use of the word should and it being banned from this program, Clay, because I don't want to have stupidity reign here. I don't want anybody to think that I couldn't care less about the use of words like that. 16 after the hour on Good Day.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends Metafast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend Metafast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The Metafast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetafastKen.com. That's MetafastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetafastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
All right, here's another example of how things change. Remember all the discussion the past, 10, 20, even maybe 30 years about the test tube babies and how
It
would be the end of the world to have a test tube baby. And then the guy who was the sort of father of the first test tube baby got a Nobel Prize in Physiology and Medicine. His name is Joseph Goldstein. He said once that he knew in vitro fertilization was a great leap because he was attacked by the press, the Pope, and politicians. And the public also, I think, didn't react particularly well to this initially. I remember that. And so going back to this is actually 1969, a Harris poll found that the majority of Americans believed it was against God's will. In the 1970s, the government imposed a moratorium on in vitro fertilization, even the research of it. A month after the birth of the first test tube baby, Louise Joy Brown, a poll found 64% of the American public approved of in vitro fertilization, and more than half would consider using it if they were infertile. And today it is considered a breakthrough, and public acceptance of in vitro fertilization is 74%. So how things change, eh? Everything is easy 'cause of you.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
California girl over there dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Big song from, this was in the top 10 songs of 2010. Katy Perry, who last night at the People's Choice Award was the favorite female musical artist.
No.
So happy to be here, and I have had an incredible year, and I'm really excited. Thank you to all the fans, of course, because this is an awards show that is voted by people, not just, you know, something else, a computer. So thank you, people, so much. I love you. I love you, Katie Katz. And I'll see you on tour this year, Summer U.S. California Dreams Tour. Thanks.
Conan O'Brien won the Best Talk Show Host. We'll hear from him later on. Neil Patrick Harris, the best comedy actor. Jane Lynch, the best comedy actress. Lisa Edelstein from House won the Best Dramatic Actress Award. Johnny Depp, the Best Actor Award. The Kardashians were TV's guiltiest pleasure. Ryan Seacrest must have loved that.
Yep.
And Twilight Eclipse, the Best Movie. Some of the awards from the People's Choice Awards held last night. We're talking about being politically correct, a number of different examples. This is not new. We went back in the archives, or Richie actually did, and found an old episode of a Stan Freberg engagement. Some of you don't even know. Do you, Jennifer, you know who Stan Freberg
no
was?
No clue.
Right? Okay.
No.
All right. And Clay certainly isn't going to.
No way.
But those of us who are over 40 know.
Over 50.
Well, let's say 45.
I mean, I know him, but
yeah, Stan Freberg, one of the funniest people ever on the radio. And he looked, you know, when he was on television, he looked the part. He was so clever, so amazingly smart. He could ad-lib a whole show. So here he is being chastised by an actor who's acting as his censor as he begins singing Old Man River.
I like to sing a Old River song in honor this week of National Mississippi Riverboat Paddle Wheel Week. Mr. May, if you please.
Very polite, Mr. Freeberg.
Thank you.
Old Man River, that old...
All right, Tweedley, politeness I dig, but what in the world is wrong with Old Man River?
The word old has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say thank you.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man River, that elderly man River, he must know something, but he don't say nothing.
All right, hold it, fellas. Now what, Tweedley?
The word something? You left off the G.
Something. This hits a little too close to home.
Sorry. Fuck, down here.
The home to the classroom, Mr. Freeberg.
I know you said that.
Keep in mind the tiny tots. And furthermore, think back. You'll recall that you said, but he don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, Mr. Freeberg, that's a double negative. Do you mean he does say something?
This is so dumb.
No, I wasn't using my head, I guess.
I mean, after all, it should be grammatically correct.
That's right.
Keeping in mind
the tiny tots, yes.
You probably mean he doesn't say anything.
I suppose I mean that, yes, I guess. All right, fine. You win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
Elderly man River, that elderly man River, he must know something, but he doesn't say anything. He just keeps rolling. He just keeps rolling along.
Stan Freeberg on Good Day.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use about technology, media, and entertainment. First up, the 2011 International CES has officially started, and about 150,000 people are expected to be here. It's only day one, and there are plenty of things to be excited about. For example, Comcast is releasing an app that will allow customers to stream on-demand video right to their iPads. Over 3,000 hours of content will be available at launch, with future plans for real-time TV viewing. Still want to cancel your cable? Not to be outdone, AT&T announced plans for Android Honeycomb-based tablets that will take advantage of its future LTE network. The new infrastructure will be nationwide by 2013, with compatible tablets, phones, modems, and hotspots coming in the second half of 2011. And finally, LG's Think technology is giving your household appliances a mind of their own. While your refrigerator won't tell you if it ran out of salsa, you might just be able to lower that utilities bill with these grid-conscious appliances. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Intuit Small Business presents Clarity in 30 Seconds. To see exactly where your business stands, just open Intuit QuickBooks and click on Reports. Hit the Profit and Loss tab. And there you have it, the bottom line, literally. All your income and expenses made clear, with enough time left over to give myself a crew cut. Goodbye, home perm. Try Intuit QuickBooks online free for 30 days at Intuit.com. We do the legwork so you can do what you love. Intuit. Small business rejoice.
Hey, radio listener. Were you ever enjoying some Campbell's Chunky Chicken Noodle Soup and suddenly wonder how equally delicious it would be if all that tender chicken turned into lean chunks of beef? Who hasn't? Well, now there's Campbell's Chunky Hearty Beef Noodle Soup with 100% lean meat and a full serving of veggies. It's exceptional. And now you can wonder about different things. Like, why would I ever eat greasy, fatty food when there's Campbell's Chunky Soup? It's amazing what soup can do.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
As directed.
This is a strange and wonderful world that we live in. The Good Day program, Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasanelli, Clay Cohut, all here every day to help you through your day, make it a little bit better, make you think about some things, find out some of the more awesome items that are of interest to all of us. And certainly the story of this guy, Williams, Don Williams, is that his name? What's the announcer?
Ted.
Ted Williams, yeah. How could I forget that? A guy who... down and out 4 days ago on the streets of Columbus looking for money, and a couple of radio guys, as luck would have it, come along, and they capture his image and his voice on their cell phone, and they play it on their program, and their radio station is connected to a TV station, so they get the video on the television station, and all of a sudden this guy becomes a local celebrity, and within 24 hours he becomes a national celebrity. The video that was posted on the television website becomes viral. 4 million, I don't know, Clay, how many hits did that thing get?
As of yesterday, it had 7.5 million.
7.5 million. So the guy gets a job offer from a Columbus station, and the Cleveland Cavaliers want him to come to work for him. So this morning, he's on the Today Show telling his story, and he's the announcer. Did you get the audio, Richie? He has the regular NBC announcer.
I didn't. We were just watching the story during the break.
But he intros him from NBC headquarters in New York, the Today Show.
Yeah, he's on with him right now.
And he did that. He did the intro. So here's a guy who had nothing. Can you imagine what's going on in this guy's life? He was an alcoholic. He was a drug addict. He'd been fired from every job he had because he couldn't get a hold of himself. And he looks terrible. My God, look at his teeth. You look at his face. You look at his hair. Look at his clothing. But they'll clean him up. Is there an image of him on television yet, Richie?
What's
I want
that?
To see how they've cleaned him up.
Oh, yeah, no, he got a haircut. And,
did he?
You know, he's got nicer clothes on.
Yeah.
His teeth are still messed up. But, he looks good.
Yeah. But he sounds great.
At least I thought, you know.
Was it the drugs then that you did?
This guy's got a beautiful voice.
Tell him, believe it, hold that up for a second.
When did you, in 93?
Compliments to Today Show. Today Show.
You know, my life just went to the pits. I was at the homeless shelters in Columbus. And then I was going to, I was introduced to the you know, program of recovery.
You know, I noticed something in that video that we've all now seen so many times that was on the internet, and, mm-hmm. and when the reporter for the Columbus Dispatch comes up to you and he starts asking you about your voice, mm-hmm. despite your hard times, there is this civility mm-hmm. to you, Ted. There is this kindness. There is this grace about you. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Where does that come from?
My mom has raised me that way, you know, to always be polite. Treat people as you would want them to treat you, you know. Do unto others as you would want them to do unto you. And that's the golden rule, as she always put it.
And you've mentioned your mom repeatedly in the past couple days.
I love my mom, and I here comes maybe some tears, but how I always used to pray to God, I'm telling you, religiously, say, Lord, please let my mom live to, you know, see another year. Maybe this will be a year that somebody would, you know, say, hey, man, do you want a job or anything? But and I always used to say, God, you never seen fit to take my voice in spite of all the flames and everything that went down my throat. You know, the voice still maintained some type of resonance, you know. And so when I got out there with the sign, it gave me a chance to, you know, the public passing. Good morning. Thank you. You know, and people would roll their windows down. Then it became a situation where the same people that would give me money, they would just come by just to see if I was still there mm-hmm. so that they could hear me say, you know, listen to more of the best music. And I started using local talent.
So your mom has lived long enough to see what yes. is going to be, we hope.
Isn't that a sweet story?
Yeah. He's got seven kids.
Has he?
Seven?
Seven.
With the same woman, different women?
Holy I don't know. Holy. I don't know. He didn't say. I listened to an interview with him yesterday.
You can say all you will about the vagaries of alcohol and tobacco and cocaine and drugs and all that stuff. But if you can get yourself cleaned up, there's a story there. And there is a story there.
I wonder how many people looked at homeless people differently yesterday.
Yeah.
That's true.
That's a good point, Richie. 22 before the hour. Speaking of looking at people differently... let's see. Yesterday, the person who called and said, what did you had an overbite? What else did the description of her
gaunt. Gaunt.
Gaunt.
No, more right. of a gaunt look.
Yeah. How do you imagine that? And that all started, by the way, around
listeners,
our discussion of this guy.
Yeah. We're asking listeners what shocked them about how we actually look compared to our voices.
Right. Yeah.
And they thought I had an overbite.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Like, what is that all about?
Well, I guess, see, how does this look on the camera? Does that look like
that? Doesn't look good. I'm just
an overbite.
Yeah.
My teeth are pretty good.
Yeah, not bad, Roberta. Having examined them all myself firsthand, they look wonderful.
Good.
The queen of cheap is here. Roberta Fasanelli brings us up to date on some of the things that she's found in the past 24 hours that will help you save some serious money.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster type. It's Roberta Fasanelli.
Everybody's in love with the queen of the...
Yes.
Of the
supermarket.
Well, I was thinking of the dumpster. Queen
of the dumpster. Actually, now I'm the queen of bowling because we've got a special offer for you from AMC Bowling. When's the last time you went bowling, Doug?
I haven't been for a long time, but I do like to bowl. I would like to have somebody go bowling. Brendan and I, when he was a kid, Megan didn't like to go bowling, but Brendan and I went bowling almost every weekend. We'd go bowling.
Really?
Yep.
Come to New York. We'll go bowling. Some great bowling alleys here.
Okay.
Okay, so we can save $20 on AMF Bowling, and that's for groups of four or more. It's a principal coupon. You can do it right at home on your computer. If your kid loves Legos, and if you got a little boy, man, they love Legos, little girls, too, you got a free 2-year subscription to Lego Magazine.
Lego Magazine.
Lego. Lego my Legos. You should get that for Sean, Rich. Where did Rich go? Rich disappeared.
Sorry.
Free Nordic Natural Omega-3 samples. They're great to get the vital oil that you need in your system. If you have an Earth Fair around you, this week's offer is a free pound of chicken breasts. You can get two nice chicken breasts with a $5 purchase.
I'll beat that. I'll give you 5 pounds of chicken manure. Same deal.
Hey, there you go. And you can make breasts out of the manure. Okay.
Yeah.
TGI Fridays. You got $5 off a $15 meal coupon for you. That's good through the 13th. And it's not too soon to start thinking about taxes.
Valentine's Day.
Though you can't file your taxes, I was reading a story yesterday, much before the middle of February, because they have to catch up with everything, with all the new...
Everything's changed. All the laws, rules, everything. Regs,
but TurboTax is offering a free online version of the basic federal 1040 easy and simple returns. And you can also purchase upgrades if you want. But if you just have a really simple return, do it free yourself. thanks to TurboTax.
We specialize in really simple here.
Straightforward.
The symbol of cheapness is Roberta Fasanelli, the queen of cheap information. Is at gooddayshow.com along with our Good Day Supermarket coupons. Please save money. Get the deals, get the steals. And actually, in the case of what Roberta was just talking, you get the wheels. Special wheel deal there, wasn't there? Did you have a coupon for an auto? Was that today or no?
It was sometime in last week or so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I pay attention
something or another.
To what's going on with Roberta. In a moment, we focus on the People's Choice Awards. With the winners of the various categories. Also, an update on what's going on with Gordon Ramsay, who had something pretty interesting happening in his life in the last day or so. Jennifer Horn on the job, and she actually has put on her school mom outfit.
Oh, yeah.
So,
hair up, glasses on. Let's go.
You got the little plaid skirt and the little white shirt there, Jen?
That's not marmish, is it?
Marmish. As opposed to Armish. It's 17 before the hour on Good Day.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrin Nasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Adventurous Americans, maybe you own a motorcycle, a boat, an RV, a PWC, or an ATV. Well, FYI, GEICO could save you money on insuring those vehicles. And here's how easy it is. You call GEICO and speak with a specialized agent about all the vehicles you own. The agent crunches the numbers, and if you're like thousands of others, your rate is less than what you pay now. And where I come from, paying less means saving money. Call GEICO today for a free rate quote. GEICO, saving people money on more than just car insurance.
If your goal is to lose weight in 2011, then look no further. Our resident doctor, Ken Kronhaus, recommends MetaFast, and so have over 20,000 doctors since 1980.
I recommend MetaFast to my patients because it's fast, safe, and satisfying. The MetaFast meals are scientifically formulated to keep you full and satisfied, and with over 70 meals to choose from, you will never feel hungry. Lose up to 20 pounds the first month. Some of my patients have lost up to 60 pounds.
Here's how to save $50. Log on right now to MetaFastKen.com. That's MetaFastKen.com. Or call 800-506-4115 and use the code Dr. Ken to save $50. Call right now. Results will vary. Consult your physician before beginning a weight loss program. Call or go online for a complete program and discount details. MetaFastKen.com or call 800-506-4115.
I made the switch and saved ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacists and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. If you're not completely satisfied, get a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Saving based on refill, non-insured medication, and plus discount.
Mushy mush mish mush mush.
Ah, mash mush mush.
That's too bad. They've eaten mushy oatmeal their entire lives. Now, even their conversation is mushy. Lucky for them, there's Better Oats brand instant oatmeal. Made with 100% whole grain oats. Real fruit and flax for a great taste and texture. It comes in 28 delicious varieties, like dark chocolate and chai spiced. No more mush mouth, just Better Oatmeal.
Mush moo?
That's right. And it's guaranteed. If you don't like Better Oats better, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more details and to find a store near you.
Nice try, Richie. It's 15 before the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. Thursday, January the 6th, 2011. The People's Choice Awards last night. Jennifer, did you watch any of this?
I didn't, but I taped a little bit of it.
Do you watch any of this? I wonder who watches the award shows. You didn't.
I watched about 5 minutes of it.
Did you see Conan O'Brien?
No, I saw Jennifer Aniston give the comedian, one of our favorite guys, an award.
Zac Efron?
No.
Adam Sandler. Ah!
Okay.
Hey, you know what's funny about the People's Choice Awards is you can always tell who's going to win because only the winners actually come to that award show.
Really? They tell them beforehand? Really?
Yeah, they do.
Now, here's an interesting side story about Jennifer Aniston. She interviews Nicole Kidman in the February issue of Harper's Bazaar. They are in the same movie together, Just Go With It. And here's a little clip from inside, quote, "You know how you dream as a girl? I'm one of these people," said Kidman, who's being interviewed again by Jennifer Aniston. "I would meet a guy and I would imagine myself married and with children within the first hour."
Hmm.
And that definitely applied to her first meeting with Keith Urban. I remember thinking, oh, my God.
And Tom Cruise.
If you ever gave me a man like that, I promise I would completely devoted to him for the rest of my life. She's been married for what, 4 or 5 years?
Yeah, and they seem happy.
Yeah. Well, sometimes that, you know, people think they can't have what they really can have. You just have to put a little faith.
You know what really gets me about their relationship?
What?
When she and Tom Cruise were married, they adopted 2 children.
Yeah.
You never see her with those kids. Ever,
really?
ever.
Do you see him with them? You always see him with Suri.
Mm-hmm. You see him with the older kids, too.
You do, okay.
Yeah, and so it makes me wonder, like, did they talk anymore? Did she just walk away when she walked away from Tom? I don't know. Kind of creepy. Creepy.
Here's Conan O'Brien taking his award as best talk show host.
We're in a lot of trouble here, because when you're up for an award, okay, and you're up against Oprah Winfrey, you don't want to win. It makes Oprah very, very angry. We have displeased Oprah. So I'm going to keep this very quick. I want to thank the over 5 billion people that voted for me worldwide. North Korea, South Korea, Guam. I thank you all. I want to thank TBS for giving me a job. I want to thank Steve Coonan, Michael Wright. I want to thank my staff that stuck with me. And most of all, I want to thank everybody who made what could have been a horrible year one of the greatest years of my life. Thank you very much, everybody.
Everybody.
Walks away with $40 million, and he's upset about it.
He's okay.
The Kardashians are TV's guiltiest pleasure. Here they are.
TV's guiltiest pleasure. We love it. We obviously couldn't do this without the rest of our family.
Really?
So
you couldn't do it?
For those who aren't here, we love you.
Oh, sure. You can hold it, too.
Kim was just fighting. She wanted to hold the award. Now she's
just
embarrassed.
For a second.
We cannot believe that you guys give us this opportunity to work with our family every single day. We have, I think, the best job in the world. Our fans, you guys voted us here, and the fact that you guys love us so much,
guys?
Let us hang out with our family all day is the best thing ever.
And we really do feel like we have the best job. So thank you so much. We love you.
This is amazing. Thank you.
What is your job again?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, wait. Never mind.
I'm not quite sure I understand.
Gordon Ramsay doused in gasoline and held at gunpoint as he tried to uncover the dark world of illegal shark fin trading for a new television show.
Gordon Ramsay, the chef?
Gordon Ramsay, the chef, shooting scenes for a program called Big Fish Fight. When he confronted gangsters in Costa Rica who had killed thousands of sharks to sell their fins, he was then handcuffed. This is, by the way, the TV crew is there with guns on them, and he was doused with gasoline, and they said, if you do this story, they're going to burn you. And
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine that?
Interesting.
This is a little too much reality, it would appear.
Ooh, right.
Speaking of reality.
Guess what starts tonight, everybody? Set your DVRs. Jersey Shore is back, season 3, with their new massive.
Can't wait.
Tonight at 10, MTV. Winter Wipeout also starts tonight at 8 on ABC.
Winter Wipeout.
Now, here's a really cool story, because I love All My Children. It's the best soap opera ever. And they've cut a deal with TV Land's Hot in Cleveland. They're going to do a crossover story. So Susan Lucci and a couple of other characters from All My Children will appear on Hot in Cleveland. Wendy Malick's character from Hot in Cleveland will actually appear as Victoria Chase on All My Children.
Yeah.
How fun is that?
I love Wendy Malick.
She's very funny. So cool. Larry the Cable Guy, also in the news. He's got a new job. He's going to be hosting a new show for the History Channel about America's history. Isn't that kind of cool?
Wow,
American history with Larry the Cable Guy.
Yeah, we can get rid of Injun Joe using him.
Only in America.
Teaching history. 51 after and good day.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Wonders.
Money Pit Time, the home improvement radio program, represented by Tom Kreitler, who's one half of the hosting team. Leslie Segretti is the other half. We have better to settle for, well, not better, but we have to settle. We settle for you. We don't settle for much.
Better looking.
Yeah, we settle for Tom Kreitler in this circumstance. The home improvement radio market is abuzz with all of the info that every weekend Tom imparts upon you. If you want to check it out, all you go is, do is go to moneypit.com. And you can do that easily. Go to gooddayshow.com, see Tom's picture in the contributors box. Click on that. You'll find the radio show info, the 800 line, 888 Money Pit. You can call that line. You can go to the website and ask your questions. And thus, we have lots of questions, and Tom has lots of answers. Matt, one of the listeners, says, I'd like to insulate the walls of my 1912 house, which has plaster. What would be the easiest way to do this?
Well, that's probably one of the more difficult wall structures to insulate, because the only way to really do it is to use blown-in insulation. But what I would say to you, Matt, is this. I would set my insulation priorities, which should be the attic insulation should be done first. The insulation across the ceiling of your uppermost floor is much more important than the wall insulation. So if you're budgeting for insulation work, and by the way, it's also the easiest insulation to install. So I would make sure you have at least 19 to 22 inches of fiberglass bat insulation across that entire ceiling. If you've done that, then, of course, we can go to the wall. So the answer to your question is blown in, and you can use either fiberglass or cellulose. And I would suggest that you have it done by a pro. Because if it's not done right, you're going to have all kinds of voids and missed spaces. But they drill small holes in the wall cavity. They inject the insulation, so to speak, into the wall. It has to be done under a certain pressure so it packs properly and can account for settlement. And then you'll have completely insulated walls. And by the way, They ought to check it with an infrared meter when they're done. You can actually scan the outside walls of your house, Doug, with these meters today, and they're far less expensive than they used to be. And when there's a void, it shows up a different color, so you can actually tell where you've
missed. There is insulation and where there isn't.
Exactly.
I have a 1812 farmhouse on one of the farms that I own in a town about 40 miles from here, and we've taken it apart. I had a guy living in it for a couple of years who was supposed to be fixing it up, and he didn't do anything, so I asked him to disappear, and so we have a new young couple living in there. We've been in there this week doing some work on it, and ripping off the walls upstairs. It's all the old slats with the hair plaster, the lathing, and that has to come off because you got to get at the electricity and put the new wires in. But it's really an interesting thing to see.
Sure is.
There's no the timber has no support across the rooms. It just is these big thick timbers that can easily carry the weight, but you wouldn't be able to do that today.
It's a balloon frame construction. It's a different type of construction. Yeah. These timbers usually go from foundation all the way up to the top of the uppermost wall.
And the foundation is just a stone wall.
Right.
That's all.
No, but here it is, 200 years later, it's still standing.
Right. The wave, the floor is a little wavy.
Right. So what do we know?
That's right. Exactly. Dan from Virginia. I live in a townhouse off of I-40. Traffic noise enough to wake me up every morning. Is there anything we can do to eliminate and to dampen the traffic noise? You could probably move, Dan.
You could do that, Dan.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that you could do is you could actually double up the exterior drywall of your house. But what you would do is you would use soundproof drywall. There's certain types of drywall. I think one brand is Quiet Rock.
Really?
It's actually engineered to be sound resistant. So it's great for like rec rooms and stuff like that. So you could put a second layer of drywall on your exterior walls, and that coupled with some heavy curtains will do a pretty good job of dampening that noise. You're not going to, turn your room into a sound booth where it's totally quiet. But if you use the soundproof drywall, it has technology in it that sort of absorbs and dampens the sound waves. Now, I will tell you that sheetrock is very expensive. So what you could do as a second alternative to that, there's a material called green glue, which is an acoustic glue, and you can put that on the wall and then regular sheetrock, and it creates like a sound isolation space in between the two, and that will help, but not as much as the soundproof drywall, but it'll do a pretty good job.
Pretty good job. A lady in Boston wants to know whether there's any way to paint a Formica. I said it as a New Englander. Formica countertop.
A Formica countertop.
Yeah.
For years the answer to that would have been absolutely no, but in the last few years, more recently, there's been a couple of manufacturers that have come out with paint that's designed to adhere to laminate tops. One is called Gianni, and the other one is Rust-Oleum. They actually have a line out of paints that's
Rust-Oleum. I was buying some Rust-Oleum
countertops
to fix a gas tank.
Right.
It's amazing. All the damn there were four or five right in front of your nose, different kinds of Rust-Oleum paint.
Yeah,
primer, rust inhibitor, finish coat. Pretty smooth stuff. Speaking of smooth, Tom Kretler's pretty smooth too. He's here from the Money Pit, helping make your life better on Good Day.